Kevin.
I just want to thank you all, this congregation. February 2nd, 1982 was the day I was baptized at this congregation. If it was not for y'all and the effort put into the teaching, I don't know where I'd be. From my point on, everyone, Graham, Brightwell, Watts, Phil, Eddie, has taught me a lot. DeYoung, I'm new at this. I'm a young person. I've been through a separation. I don't want to see it again. When I first came here, we had a little group. I defended Graham Kane, I defended Eddie Witten, I defended Bob Lauderdale. Where does it stop? They all left. Eddie Witten came to me in a conversation and said, "Don't go. We'll work it through. We'll make it work." We get that guy right there. Things start turning around for us. He starts preaching out the word. A young guy like me in Christ. I listen. I sit back in awe of all the men that we have here. Then we get Brother Ramsey, another God-sent blessing for us. It's another turnaround. And we get guys like Jason, Dean, John, Phil. Now, this is just the people I work with. Phil, Lance. We baptize Al. We set up a study with Graham Kane over at his house. We bring Kevin in. Me and Mel work the call program. And then this happens. I'm not going to say anything here. Somewhere, Satan's here. Somewhere in here, he sees Brown Trail. You taught me this, Eddie. He wants this. What is occurring right now, he's doing. Whether it's this side or that side, somewhere in here, Satan is doing this. Eddie, I quote your, I listen, I have tapes from you. I listen, you, your Hosea, I have it in my car. I love you to death. You told my family, you don't want any of this to happen. You don't want any separation. You've made your decision. Mr. Clark's made his decision. You've told me, a young guy in Christ, to believe in our eldership. The only time I'm not supposed to believe in my eldership is when they roll down a piano or have dinner served up here or preach once saved, always saved. Or something unscriptural. You've taught me that. This is what you've taught me. I am your product. But I sit back and I don't understand. I don't see anything I don't know, do I see anything unscriptural here? Because he wrote a letter to him, or to and our elders just disagree that we call for, we don't want them anymore? When in actuality, y'all have taught me to support them? You're real confusing, guys. I look up to each and every one of you. You're older than I am. I'm new. Y'all caused me to be here. You have made me. You have brought me into Christ. I love y'all for that. If we lose support, then each one of us need to give more. Hard to find the words. You know, you look at young guys and you say they don't have experience. Graham Cain, you know, I've worked with him so closely in the last couple of months. The man knows so much. Eddie Witten, I spent years with him. We go hunting together. We sit in a deer stand talking about the Bible. Bobby Watts visits my house, tells me in my prayers to pray for the leaders of our congregation so their will and God's will never cross. If they've done something unscriptural, this guy, Bobby Watts, would be the first man to stand up and say, I don't need to be an elder. But if they haven't done anything unscriptural, we need to support them. So from a young guy, your product, who has just tried to be there for other people. I've worked with the high school kids. I've tried to become a bigger member of this congregation. And I can, I hope I'm not saying it, but I hope I can speak for the younger people like John and Dean and Jason who look to you older men who are confused. You teach us one thing, but you do another. I can't, all I can say is, somewhere in here, guys, somewhere, Satan's doing something. One way or the other. You told me, Eddie, that you didn't want this to happen. But yet it's happening. And if it takes only you to be able to stop it, then you need to stop it. You are emotionally strong. I stood behind you, you know I did, in this last escapade that went. Morally, physically, anything in my power, I stood behind you. You've made your decision. I stand behind you today. I love you to death. But it needs to be stopped. And if it takes you to stop it, we need to have it stopped. I support my elders until they do something wrong scripturally.
Nothing's been done, no charges made of any kind, scriptural nature. I think it's basically any problems we might have are based on